Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
How do you say no to a date and say it nicely? This isn't a one-answer-fits-all situation. In my experience, it largely depends on who you're talking to. Almost every time I've tried the nice approach, I'd get an argument back about how if I just give the guy a chance, I'm going to change my mind. Not because I'm such a hot tamale, but I spent a good portion of my dating life in Manhattan, and the egos on those guys, it's like, I'm not arrogant. I'm just better than everyone else and you. But let's say you're talking to a good guy and you like him, not in that way, and want to let him down easy. Just be honest. You could say, I don't really look at you that way. I'd like to be friends, though. And he may not want friendship, which is kind of telling in and of itself. Or you could say, thank you for the invitation. Or that's a kind offer. I really appreciate it, but no thank you. Honestly, no thanks is enough. We're kind of conditioned to think we have to provide a dissertation to a guy in order not to hurt his feelings, but no explanation is actually required. He's going to be disappointed no matter what. But if you're honest and your tone is polite, I think that's the most you can do. I feel like kind of the issue here is the assumption that A, saying no is not nice, and B, if we say just the right thing or say it in just the right way, this guy's not going to be upset. No is not a bad thing. And if you're talking to someone who's emotionally mature, he's not going to get his knickers in a twist. What would really be not nice is saying yes because you didn't want to say no. And that causes big complications later on. Trust me. And if no is difficult for you to say, maybe you're actually not saying it often enough. Saying no can feel great. And no is also a complete sentence. A lot of us forget that. You know, it makes me think of that scene in Moneyball where Peter Brand is saying, be careful, Billy. These moves are hard to explain. And Brad Pitt tells him, it's a problem. You think we need to explain ourselves. Don't to anyone. And don't you think that way? Like you have to explain yourself? I do. And we've gotten so used to it that we think it's natural. But saying what you mean or what you want or what you don't want is enough. No explanation needed. And I think the really important thing here is to always make sure you're never sublimating your own feelings because you're trying to make someone else feel better. So if you're impeccable with your process, that's all you got to do. That's all it takes because that's all that's in your control. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.